This is Focus on EMU on 89.1 WEMU. It's a place each week where we take a look at some of the things happening in and around the Eastern Michigan University campus community, and always excited to showcase some of the events that people might not know about in our community that really draw in a lot of people to Eastern's campus. And there's one coming up here on March 6th called EMU Invent. And it is an organized event where a bunch of kids, K-12, are going to come to campus for a very specific reason. And we've got in Ashiri Vivek this morning to talk with us about that. And just real basically, Ashiri, tell us who you are here at Eastern. You know, what's your day job before you get to talking about EMU Invent?
Thank you, Patrick. I'm a professor of marketing at Eastern, and I am also the co-chair of the Global Engagement Council, where we work with our international partners too.
Okay, so how did you get involved with this EMU Invent thing?
So yeah, that's it was just a coincidence. That's how it started. I got a message from the Henry Ford about a meeting that they were doing. This is 2 years ago,
okay.
Which is when I found that they have a competition wherein students come in, they bring in their inventions and prototypes, and they showcase their prototypes. So last 2 years, I've been pushing them to do something like that at Eastern and then take the students to the state level.
Okay, so this is like a regional qualifying kind of thing?
Yes.
Okay, and then you mentioned the Henry Ford. So this is an event that if the students do well here, they can move on to a larger competition. And then there's even a national competition.
And there is a national competition, too.
So give me a basic idea. What are students being asked to do as part of this competition?
Okay, so here is the two parts. Henry Ford actually requires teachers to train the students in classes and develop prototypes and record the whole journey of the prototype and then bring it there that day. Eastern proposed to them that we are also going to give an opportunity to independent inventors. You know, it's a lot of times, like, the teacher doesn't want to do it. There's too much to do in school. But there are students who have great ideas and they want to do something with them, and they don't know who to contact, who to work with. So we thought this could be an opportunity for those students.
And you kind of know already about how many students are going to be participating, right?
Yes.
Because you've been working with them throughout the last couple of months, right?
Right. So.
Okay, so tell me who's going to be here? What kind of population are going to see here showcasing their prototypes?
So the event has four grade bands, K through 2, 3 to 5, 6 to 8, and 9 to 12.
Okay.
Majority of the students obviously are from 9 to 12, but we also have students from K through 2, like little kids who have invented some things, and they are going to talk about that on that day. We also have entries in 3 to 5 and 6 to 8 grade bands. So yes, it's all over the place. We have about 60 projects and 115 students approximately.
Wow, and it sounds like there's a lot of work going on at Eastern to make this happen too. Where is it exactly going to happen on campus?
So it's going to be at the McKinney Hall on March 6th. The students have already done their inventions, done their video pitches. As we talk, their video pitches are actually being judged by various judges from the community. And then on March 6th, some of these judges and the students are going to come on campus. McKinney Hall Ballroom is where they are going to showcase everything. And from 10:30 onwards, it's open to public.
Oh, great. I was going to ask you that. Right. So anybody can come by McKinney on that day on March 6th and see all of these great ideas. It kind of sounds a little bit like a science fair. So there's going to be like poster boards and students standing in front of them talking about their great ideas.
And along with that, having their prototype, a lot of students have a working prototype. So just talk to them. That inspires them. That motivates them. So, we would love to welcome as many people because this is really a way of to encourage the students to continue doing something like that.
Yeah, and I like that word, encourage. And the more people that come out and see them and are excited for this idea that these students have. So what are you seeing? I mean, what are kind of some of, not exactly what they're doing, but what are some of these ideas that are coming forth? And it's just very interesting, too, because you mentioned you start as early as kindergarten. So let's talk about the youngest kids first. What are they really focused on? Are they trying to make the world a better place, or what are they doing?
Okay, so it always comes, so the idea has to come from the student.
Okay.
Especially the independent inventor group that we did, which is like the students who are not doing it in their classes but doing it on their own. Majority of our younger inventors are in that group, and the idea had to come from them. This was the first step in the process. Okay, look at the problem around you, and then once you find a problem, talk to a lot of people to see if it is a problem of a lot of people, a lot of other people. So we kind of taught them how to do that research and how to define that problem. And the inventors that we have in K through 2, they have looked at the problems around them. Obviously, they have to relate with the problem as the first thing.
Okay.
So they related with the problem. You will see a very interesting thing. There is a kid who is bringing in something that reminds you when you're speaking loudly in the class. And she says, like, okay, we have seen this problem, and I have this problem myself. And then she went out and she talked to a lot of other people and found that a lot of other people have this problem. So she's created something that she's going to be, I mean, it's a two girls team.
Yeah, and that's interesting that you have them start with kind of a see a need, fill a need, and polling other people to see if they feel that same need. And the broken up the different age levels, my mind's already churning on what kids in these different age groups would think of as problems that they're facing day to day. Obviously, when you get to the high school level, they're probably a little more mature in how they view things, thinking a little more globally, maybe.
Interestingly, what we are seeing is by the time they get to the high school, they also have started looking at their restrictions and, you know, playing by the restrictions, right? So I am not a science student, so I cannot do this. Mm. We saw a lot of that in the high school student, when in reality, if you look at the entrepreneurs and the inventors, they all were not from the field. It's about collaboration. It's about understanding the problem. It's about going through a process. It's about failing. And a lot of students went through that process. There's a lot of frustration. It was the hardest to get the 9 through 11 kids in because they were thinking in a box.
Right.
But
right.
The younger students are not thinking in a box. We connected them with the entrepreneurs and we connected them with previous inventors. Like their mentors are people who are inventors themselves. They have patents to their credit. They are working in the industry, designing, and they're helping these kids in the process.
No, it's interesting, too. It kind of seems like the age, too, where the imagination starts to decrease and they're more grounded in the quote-unquote reality of the world around them. Mm-hmm. So it's great that you're encouraging them to, think outside the box there. From the older ages, you know, what kind of problems are you seeing them tackling?
Well, one of the biggest problems is we're competing for their time.
Okay.
There's a lot of things they're doing. Majority of the older age kids are coming from, students are coming with projects from their schools. It's also the limitations of the school teachers because of the schedules, because of the workload that they have, because of the mentors that they can bring in into the class. It's tough.
How long has this process been going on?
We started it in September for the independent inventors, which is our biggest new thing that we are piloting here.
And so the goal is, you said on March 6th, you're going to see working prototypes of their idea.
Yes. Majority of them are working prototypes. You might also see some that are not working.
Okay, but you'll be able to see the whole process, too. Like, they're going to present something that shows where they started, what the problem was they were trying to tackle. Who on Eastern's campus is involved with this besides you? It sounds like this is a pretty big event.
Yes. So we have College of Business, College of Engineering, and CSIE involved. Dr. Mohammed Ahmed is looking at many aspects of this. Dr. Ellen Contes, Nina Contes, is also working with us. So we are the three primary team members in there, getting support from all of the three colleges.
And how many judges are involved in this? Because you mentioned it's obviously a judged thing.
Yes. So we have about 33 judges doing it.
Wow. Okay. And how do you get people to volunteer for this? I'm assuming some people are really excited, but how do you dig people up to get this kind of time commitment going?
Yes, that's been I would say a challenge, but we got great support from the community. We just went out and we started spreading the word, and we have professors, we have retired engineers, we have inventors, we have business people, we have entrepreneurs on the judging list, and we have students because we wanted to involve the students, the pre-service students. So one of the class of pre-service students is involved here because that's what they're doing in the future. So there is that this is really like learning for them.
Great. This is that's a wonderful opportunity too. I didn't even think of that, but you could involve current Eastern students in having their hands on this creation process, but also judging others in work and things like that. It's really hard to do.
Right. And there's another aspect of it, which was the mentoring part of the 15 independent inventors that we have. This was a process that involved meeting at least twice a week for almost 15 weeks now that we have
met. That's a lot of commitment.
To develop that. And mentors have given their time. I'm really, really grateful to all of the mentors who've given their time for doing this and all the teachers who've gotten involved in here. But we have gone out to the community. We have talked to a lot of parents. The parents got involved. There is something for everybody to do here. Like there's a saying that it takes a village to bring up a kid.
Yes.
This is the kind of thing that we are trying to create.
And so the winners from this, when after the judgment is done, and you said there's an online portion, they've submitted a video which details their project and whatnot, the winners go on to another competition at the Henry Ford, right?
Yes, yes. And that is, this is like sending the students to the Henry Ford competition. But like I said, I would emphasize again, the independent inventor thing is very unique to EMU. There are independent inventors coming only through EMU.
And where are these students coming from? Kind of just all over the area?
Yes. They have to be from Washtenaw and Wayne County.
Okay.
And these are the two counties that we have participation from. Most of it was, again, spreading the word of mouth, putting in posters at different places that we got these students.
Is there anybody looking at these inventions as viable opportunities to maybe start a new business or create an actual commercially available product?
Definitely. The one thing that we could not do, we are still trying, is to bring in some kind of patent attorney or a patent expert to explain them how to do this. And we do hope in the next year that we're going to be able to bring some venture capitalists and patent attorneys.
But this sounds like good beginnings for something that could grow into something even bigger.
Definitely. I see a lot of projects and I just start wondering, why did I not think of this as a kid?
And I'm assuming it's never too early to get involved. So this is going on March 6th again, the exposition at the McKinney Center. You can come out. The public is invited starting at 10:30, mm-hmm. you said.
Yep.
If you want to see some of the great work that these kids from throughout our community are doing and some of the mentorship too that the students and it sounds like faculty, staff, community members, a whole lot of people who got involved in this. But if people are listening to this right now and going, I really want to be involved in this, or I am a venture capitalist, or I am a patent attorney, who do they get a hold of to try to get more involved in this project?
Any of us, me, Dr. Muhammad Ahmed, Dr. Nina Contes,
okay.
or just email at emu_invent@emish.edu.
Well, that's really easy to remember, emu_invent@emish.edu. And there is a website, too. If you just Google EMU Invent, you will find the website. It's at emish.edu/emuinvent.
That's right.
That's also easy to remember. Cherise, thank you so much for coming out here today to talk to us about this. And keep sharing with us in the future. We'd love to see, you know, maybe in the future how this develops and grows and becomes something even bigger. And we're hoping that members of the community are jumping up right now and excited and wanting to get involved in this. Dr. Vivek, thank you so much for coming in today and talking about this.
Patrick, I do also hope that we are going to get a lot of emails. I'm just going to start checking the email right away, because we do need a lot of people from the community to keep this going year after year. And thank you for having me.
Yeah, and that's something our community is really great about, is getting involved in projects like this. So emu_invent@emish.edu, or just go to emish.edu/emuinvent, and you can find more information about this exciting competition. And then next year, maybe if you're involved, you can go with these students that win to the Henry Ford and see the regional competition as well.
Sure.
Maybe, and then the national competition is actually held at the Henry Ford as well.
Sure.
This has been Focus on EMU on 89.1 WEMU. You can find more at WEMU.org.